The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to my podcast. I am so excited about today's episode. I want to just jump right into it because I'm super fired up about it. Today's episode is going to be Stop Romanticizing Motherhood. Prioritize your life, your security, your happiness. It is extremely important to prioritize your partner. Okay, we're about to get into this episode. I'm in a very, truth mood right now. When I get in that space, I speak very clearly. So stay with me, guys. You know, I'm going to speak very powerfully and very clearly. You guys can follow my Instagram, my TikTok, my YouTube, everything at Victoria Duvall. And you can also subscribe you can subscribe to my YouTube, I just said, but you can also book a one-on-one coaching session with me and a free intro call at my website, Victoria Duvall. And we can see if a 3-month coaching program, which is what I offer, is right for you, that takes you from wounded womanhood to embodied womanhood. Okay, let's really just get right the fuck into it. Okay, so motherhood. I'm going to tell you guys, I'm just going to go. Okay, so I just received a text from my grandmother and it really sparked. I was just, getting so, fired up in the kitchen with my man. We were really talking about this. This is a conversation we've had many times. And I was like, you know what? I should just go record a podcast about it. And it's something that I have had made very clear to me for years based on seeing my grandmother and other mothers in my family. My grandmother just sent me a text. I'm going to read it to you guys. She is, what is she now, 85? And she just sent me a text and she said, "Are you in Florida or did you go someplace else? I am very lonesome. I guess that is expected that the kids go away. I should have listened." So let's read that last part again. "I guess it is expected that the kids go away. I should have listened." Let's break that down. So watching my grandmother has given me a really, really great perspective because I have seen what happens, and watching other women in my family and also women all throughout the world, I have seen what happens when a woman prioritizes her children over her husband and over herself and thinks that having kids will be the cure to her life, making her more happy, making her more fulfilled. And I have seen what happens when women fall into that fantasy. Let me tell you what happens. Kids are a very small chapter of your life. If you decide to have two kids, you live for 100 years, right? You live for 100 years. You get two kids, maybe they're 4 years apart. They will be in your home for at most, around, not at most, but they will be under your care as your children. You have authority over them, which shouldn't even be the way anyway. But you are, have more of a parent-child relationship instead of just maybe you're 25 and just still are living with your parents. And that's totally fine. But you're still your own person. You're still doing your own thing. But at most, right, you will be under your parents, order, not really doing your own thing for 20 years, right? 20 years. So now think about that parent. So that's 20 years of their life. 20 years of their life out of 100. They've got 80 more. So let's think about that. So let's say a woman is super unfulfilled in her marriage. She marries someone, she really doesn't fuck with him, he's abusive, maybe he's toxic, or maybe he's not even abusive, he's just not for her. She's just unfulfilled. She has a child with him. Because she has a child, she's able to avoid her life, she's able to avoid her relationship with her husband, which is what many women do, and many husbands too. All their focus goes on the kids so that they don't really have to focus on their failing marriage. And they put all of their focus on the kids. And when the kids inevitably leave, they're left with each other. Because what you don't realize is the only person who will be with you until the day you die is your partner. Your partner. Your kids will leave. Your kids, maybe your son, your daughter, their priority will be their family. Their priority will be their husband or wife. You are no longer a priority. You are no longer the person that is with them all the time. They call you, they see you, and whatnot, but you are no longer really in their day-to-day sphere. What does that mean? Your day-to-day sphere is with yourself and your partner. Now, what happens with many women is we get trapped. So we end up having a child by a man that we don't truly want to be with. Maybe we stay with him till the kids are out of the house, say around, and now women are having babies later, which is great. So around 50 or 55, even 60. And now what happens? Your kids are gone. Your kids are just a phase in your life. They are not the one who will be with you until the end. They are a phase. So understand that. Every woman listening to this, understand that. They are passing. They will move on. Who's left? Your husband. Now, you're 60. You've lived your whole life in an unfulfilled marriage, avoiding yourself, avoiding your husband, avoiding your life, and funneling all your energy into your child so that you don't have to really feel into the misery and the miserableness and the unfulfilled feelings that you feel in your life. But now you're 60. It's a little bit harder to leave. You've built a life with this person. You're comfortable with this person. You know, it's difficult to leave because of financial reasons. Even if you have your own job, it's a lot to pay for lawyers, to pay for XYZ. And so what happens is women end up staying. Or they end up leaving, but they've just spent the last 30 years with someone for no fucking reason, right? So, but what happens to most women is they stay. And they die with that person. And they will realize, my kids leave. But who stays? This man I don't fuck with. I'm saying this to say, prioritize your life. Prioritize your relationship with your partner. Do not settle for a partner who does not fulfill you, who is not meeting every desire of your heart. Do not settle for a man who is toxic or abusive. And above all, do not have his child. Do not. Now let's talk about the toxicity and the exploitation and the vulnerability that happens with women when we have children if we're not prepared. When we are not prepared for motherhood, what that means is you're not truly choosing motherhood. What's happening is you're in a disempowered state, and from that state, you make a choice, but you're not fully informed. Let's say you're 20 years old, and you have a kid by a man that's toxic and abusive, or just a man that you don't really like. Making that choice is very difficult. Making that choice means that you will now be fighting an uphill battle. Do you want to suffer? Do you want to suffer? No, we don't want to suffer. There's no reason to suffer in this life. We do not have to. We have choices. We do not have to. Do not choose your own suffering. Do not romanticize motherhood to the point that you make yourself suffer. Do not do that. When you make the choice to become a mother, when you are vulnerable and not truly in a space where you feel like you're choosing it because you desire to be in service to another. Let's talk about what motherhood really is. We're going to talk about that in a second. But when you make this choice, the reality is you have another mouth to feed. The father, the unfortunate reality is kids are easy for men. So they're going to try to trap you. They don't really give a fuck about having a kid by this person or this person because they can still start another family. They can still have a girlfriend. While you're pregnant, they can have a girlfriend. While you're pregnant, probably not going to get a man. It's probably not going to be the first thing on your mind. It halts your life. Understand that. Motherhood and being pregnant is a sacred time, and you deserve to be treated as a sacred and divine vessel of God. You deserve to be taken care of, to be spoiled, to be cherished, to be loved, to be massaged, to have financial resources. But if we choose to have a child when we are not ready because we are romanticizing something, or we are fantasizing about something that is false, or we are addicted to suffering, or we think that we've never experienced love and this is going to be our one true love. Hello, enmeshment. Super emotionally abusive to do that to your child. Five, we think that a child is going to solve our problems. The truth is they're going to add to them. That's the truth. If you already have problems, it's going to amplify that. And even if you can distract yourself for a while, in 20 years when that kid's gone, you're going to have to be with yourself again. And a lot of women use motherhood as a way to hide from themselves. Don't be one of those women. Don't do that. And now let's talk about the, what did I say we were just about to talk about? I said we were about to talk about, I was saying we were going to talk about what motherhood really is, but I also want to talk about real quick why they want us to be mothers. All right, so let's talk about that. Let's really get into it. Abortions being banned. Why? Why? They want subordinate women. They want poverty and they want workers. Those are the three reasons. Fourth reason is they are scared of a woman's power and they have no control over the domain of the womb. So they're just trying their hardest to control it because they're weak. But let's talk about the three more practical reasons, because that's a massive reason as well. And it really is underlying to all of these other reasons. But let's talk about these three reasons. Subordinate women, capitalism, poverty. When you are a woman and you do not have choices, you do not have authority and autonomy over when you have a child, you cannot make that decision for yourself. What happens is you become unhealthily dependent on a man. Not to be confused for healthily dependent when you're coming from a secure and fulfilled space in your life. This is unhealthily dependent when you are forced into dependence because you are not secure. When you are forced into dependence, that means maybe you're 21 and you're not financially secure. You have a child by your abusive baby daddy and he then has control over you. But because as a man, he is a protector, he is a provider, and you are now struggling, you're pregnant, you can't work, you just had postpartum, you can't work, you're stressed, you need to depend on him. You lose your autonomy. You lose the ability to make free choices because now you have a child to think of too. If you are not in a secure space in your life, making that choice from a space of empowerment, it will exploit you. You become vulnerable and you will become dependent. And that is what they want. They do not want empowered women. They trick women into the fantasy of motherhood. Do you know what motherhood really is for a lot of women? Because the truth is, a lot of women are not fulfilled in their lives. I saw a mutual of mine on TikTok. It's something I've talked to my boyfriend about too. She has baby requirements. For me, and I have the same thing. I actually have them written in my notes just like her, and I have the same shit written just like her, right? These are my requirements to have a baby. First, marriage. Second, financially secure. Third, I'm not working during my pregnancy. Fourth, I'm not working for 2 years after I give birth. Fifth, I have a nanny and someone to help me with the house cleaning or something like that. Sixth or seventh, I get monthly massages. All of that shit. That allows you to fully, when you feel secure as a woman, when you have standards. Let's talk about having standards for motherhood. We think we should only have standards with men, and we barely even think that. We need standards with men, and we need standards with motherhood. I will not be a mother until XYZ is taken care of. The same way that you need to feel secure with a man to relax with him, you need to feel secure to be a mother. Or else you will feel miserable. You need to feel secure and taken care of and safe if you ever want to be in a healthy space of motherhood. You need to feel secure. Not to say that a single mom can't work to get that. She can, but it's hard. And if you haven't been put in that position already yet, why suffer? Why suffer? So we need standards to be a mother. And people say, oh, you know, marriage isn't, what do they say? Marriage is a piece of paper, like a da-da-da. Yeah, no. No. First of all, if you and your husband separate, if you're married, you get alimony. You get monthly payments for the rest of your life because you were his wife. I have my grandma, my great-grandma. No, sorry, I'm not my great-grandma. She's my step-step-grandma because my stepdad's father's second wife, right? And she has a boyfriend and everything. They split up. They separated. And she has a boyfriend and everything.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thing, but she's still getting payments as alimony every month. She gets taken care of the rest of her life until she gets married again. She's not going to. So she will get a payment so she can live comfortably every month the rest of her life. That was what the court ordered. You will have benefits as a wife that you do not have as a baby mama. Let's get that clear. I saw this TikTok the other day talking about, you know, if your husband is in the hospital or something and he's in critical condition, you can't even go visit. If you're the mother of his child, you've been with him for 20 years. You can't even visit. Only his mom can. His mom is going to be the one making decisions. Don't let anybody gaslight you into thinking that marriage is not important. If that's what you want, speak on that shit and hold that standard. Anyway, we have to have standards with motherhood. Understand the nature of motherhood. Now let's talk about what motherhood is. Motherhood is a, this is what it should be, right? This is the essence of what motherhood is. It's not what it should be. It's what it is, but it's become distorted. To be a mother means that you are willing to be in service to another and their evolution. You are not receiving shit. You might get, emotional benefits or whatever, possibly. If you're in a secure situation, you will. If you are insecure, you likely will not. But you are not receiving anything. And that's the point. You cannot expect to, your children don't owe you shit at all. You chose to serve them. You're not, their oppressor. You're their servant. That's the essence of motherhood. You are in service to this child. You are in service to them. I am serving you by bringing you into this world. I'm serving you. I'm providing you with safety and love so that I can serve your soul's evolution. To be a mother or a father, of course, both of them, you are not owed anything. You made a choice to be a servant. That is what motherhood is, and fatherhood. You are serving the needs of a child. Now let's also talk about the fact that children grow up. Everybody wants a baby. Everybody wants a one-year-old, a little infant, a three-year-old. Do you want a person? That's what you have to ask yourself. Do I want a person? Do I want a 14-year-old figuring out their sexuality? Do I want a 16-year-old making mistakes, coming into their identity? Do I want an 11-year-old going through all this shit? People can really get lost in thinking that you're just getting a little toy, an extension of yourself from ages 0 to 10. But when 10 years old hits, that's when you really start becoming conscious. And that's when a lot of family issues arise because they never actually wanted another person. They just wanted a child. They wanted a baby. They never wanted another person that they now have to get along with and reason with, and that person's coming into their own sense of self and their identity. If you cannot serve them at that time, you should reconsider your ideas around motherhood. All of this is important because it equips us with the reality of motherhood. Why are we not taught it? So that we stay subordinate. So that we are continually dependent. So that we are never making good decisions that make us happy and empowered. You can be a mother and be happy and empowered. But it's not gonna come if you don't have standards and you're not well informed. That is the purpose of this episode. You need to have standards if you want to be happy. You need to have a fulfilling life already before motherhood if you want to be fulfilled in your life. All of this is important because think about even birth. I see on TikTok, I feel like I learn something new every day on TikTok with birth. I didn't even know that you have to give birth to the afterbirth. I was telling my boyfriend, your vagina splits open and has to get stitched up. Like, it doesn't just, for a lot of women, the baby doesn't just pop out. Like, it rips open, right? They don't tell you that you can't walk or go to the bathroom for, multiple days after. They don't tell you all this shit, right? Why? Why don't they tell us? Because if we are informed, we will make good decisions for ourselves, and it will not further their desire for women to be subordinate. It will not further the capitalistic idea that we have to have more and more and more workers. And then third, it will allow women to get out of poverty. The unfortunate truth is that if you have a child when you're impoverished, it is extremely difficult to get out. You just doubled your chances of not getting out of poverty. I just made that up, but that's just, you know, you just really, you made your life harder. And if there's any mothers who are listening, you are so strong and so able to do it. But this episode is really for women who are not yet mothers, so that if we do not have to suffer, we will not. You don't want to be in a, why suffer? Why suffer? Of course, you can have struggle love. You could have struggle motherhood. Let's talk about struggle motherhood. Let's stop talking about struggle love, which we need to talk about too. But let's talk about struggle motherhood. You need standards to be a mother, to be a happy mother. And I was also listening to this video by Teal Swan, and she was saying something about how, you know, the number one predictor for a mother being a good mother to her children is if the father supports the mother. The mother supports the children, the father supports the mother. You need to mate with someone who values you deeply, who cherishes you, who makes your life easier. During pregnancy, who can support you. It is in our nature to partner with a man who makes us feel safe, because we are vulnerable during pregnancy. We are vulnerable in the months after motherhood, and even as a motherhood the whole time. You are vulnerable when you are 8 months pregnant. You need a man who, you don't have to work at 8 months pregnant. You can relax. You need a man who can take care of you after pregnancy. If you're totally financially secure on your own and you can do that too, then that's great. But you also need your emotional needs met too. You need support. We were never supposed to have, you know, single mothers suffering like this. It is so sad to see, right? Single mothers just doing their best. And it would make me cry because, you know, single mothers just do so much, but they shouldn't have to. They should have a support system. And if you are not yet a mother, make sure that you have a support system in place. A husband, or if you have, if you're, you know, lesbian, or if you're queer, a partner who values you and is going to stick with you and who you cherish. Not only that they value you, but that you value them, that you cherish, and you come to this decision from an empowered space. If there's anything that you should get from this episode, it's come to motherhood from an empowered space. And let's loop back to the beginning of the episode with my grandma's text. You do not want to avoid your life for 20 years by overly focusing on your child. And then realize, wait, after my child leaves the nest, it's just me and my husband again. And wait, I don't like him. You do not want to be in that space. They don't want women to be empowered. They want us to go with their dusty selves. No. Wait for a man who is truly valuable, who is truly providing and protecting a safe space for your heart. And make sure that when motherhood ends, aka when the children leave the nest, that you're happy with your life alone and with your partner. That you didn't just build a fantasy around your child, and that you try to live through them, or you try to, you know, change your life through having a child, or you tried to avoid the misery in your life through having a child. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's not going to be funny when you're 60. It will not be funny when you're 60. So make good choices, ladies. Have standards for motherhood, for marriage, for partnership. Get comfortable saying, this is what I require to be a mother. This is what I require for you to be my partner. Take your partner very, very seriously. I put this in a tweet one time and I said, your partner is the most important choice you will ever make. Choose wisely. And I stand by that. If you as a woman are miserable or being abused or just in a toxic situation, your health, your physical health will decline. Now imagine staying with that person for 60 years. Your health is going to decline. Your life will not be fulfilled. You will have lived a life that you were actually not supposed to live on this earth. Of course, it was the life that you lived, but you could have chosen a different one. You could have chosen to live in your highest timeline. And if you're already a mother, you are not caged by any of this. You can still, sorry, I'm like moving on my seat once again. You can still, of course, always make choices and always, I see mothers, you know, work their asses off and get out of these toxic situations or, you know, provide for them and their children. The point is, though, that even if you do that, and it's amazing, and, you know, you are feeling secure, the point is that for women who have not done this already, let's try to go the path with least resistance. A lot of us are addicted to chaos and to drama and to unsafety, so we will literally have kids to further that narrative. Stop doing that. It's not funny. So, all of that to say, choose your mate wisely. Choose who you have a child with wisely. Choose your partner wisely. And choose motherhood only from an empowered and secure space. Understand that a child in your life is a phase in your life. And the partner that you choose to do life with is the entirety. Make sure that the person that you have a child with or the man that you marry is someone that you're really excited to be just you guys with. I'm really excited to just be us, to be alone, to have, you know, just us. I'm super excited for the next 30 years, just us together. I can't wait for it. That's where you need to be. Because a child is a phase and they will leave the nest and start their own families and you will not be their priority. Make sure that you're excited to do life with that person. And understand your partner will outstay your child. That's all I have to say today, ladies and gentlemen. I know that was a you know, intense podcast and stuff, but I really felt that from my heart, and I'm tired of seeing women suffering. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing the suffering of women and single mothers having the whole world on their back, or mothers who have husbands being trapped and feeling so unfulfilled. And to be clear, if you have a husband and you're listening to this and you're unfulfilled, leave his ass. The point of what I'm saying is leave as early as possible. Ideally, before you get pregnant. And if you do get pregnant, as soon as fucking possible. And make shit happen. Because you do not want to spend another 20 years there and then realize, my kids are gone and I'm still stuck with this man. And now it's a little more difficult. Now you're 70. It's a little harder. Get out now. Do what you have to do to get away from the man who is not fulfilling you, who is abusive, who is toxic. Do everything you have to do. The most important thing, no matter if you have 10 kids, is to get away from the man who is not truly fulfilling you. To get away from the man who is not safe. To get away from the man who is not meeting your heart's desires. You always can make those choices. Although, albeit, they will be much harder, but that is just, you know, part of your testimony. It's part of your testimony in your life. If you're already a mother, that's part of your sacred story, part of your testimony. You made it out. You know, you did what you had to do. And that will be part of your testimony, and it's sacred. But for the women who are not yet mothers, start having these mindsets, these standards right now. And start really considering what motherhood is, if you want it, and then what you would need, if you want it, what you need for to feel safe to be in that space. Okay. That's it for today, guys. Okay, well, I'm going to go eat some more fried rice with Jeremiah because we were in the kitchen and we, I just started ranting to him about this and I was like, you know what, let me just go record a quick little podcast. but yeah, so I'm just going to, you know, go eat my little fried rice and hang out with Jeremiah. And yeah, guys, so I love you so much. I know I'm like when I get in that zone, my voice shifts and I get very intense. But yeah, so I'm about to go eat my fried rice and maybe watch some Stranger Things. But I love you guys so much and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you so much for giving me the honor of being able to serve you. And I will talk to you guys soon. Love you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.